It is 32 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 2 o'clock. I'm Rose Ryan Douglas. Police in Jefferson Hills are asking for your help finding a missing juvenile girl. The Jefferson Hills Borough Police Department said that Haley Grazik was last seen in Jefferson Hills about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. She was wearing gray or black sweatpants, a black hoodie, and black boots. Grazik is white, 5'2", about 130 pounds. If you've seen her, contact police via Allegheny County 911. You can see her photo at KDKA Radio.com. A Twitter fight between Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and two Harrisburg area men appears to be over, at least for now. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStillo reports.
Fetterman has unblocked Jason Lindemuth and Sean Guay after they threatened to sue. The Lieutenant Governor tells KDKA Radio's Lynn Hayes Freeland he didn't want to waste taxpayer money on a lawsuit, even though he vowed not to unblock them.
I said, as long as you don't go after my family or post material, you'll stay unblocked, and that's the end of it.
But an attorney for the men now says they may sue for defamation. Fetterman said they shamed his wife, Giselle, after he posted her picture on his personal Twitter account. Joe DiStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Researchers at Duquesne University say they have developed measurements to spot children at risk for autism before they develop the disorder. Dr. Howard Kingston says markers in the blood indicate a weakened immune system that can cause changes in the brain.
The goal of our research was to find these biomarkers. We have approximately 21 now, where a doctor could use it to actually diagnose the child is headed in this direction.
Kingston and Dr. Scott Faber believe toxins in the environment cause some children to develop autism, which is three times more prevalent than it was even 20 years ago. Despite the for lease sign hanging on the property, the new owners of the Hill House want people to know it will still be there for families. As the search for more tenants continues, social services are still in the building, including a clinic offering medical care, a daycare center, and family resources. President Trump is responding to questions about who will be his next director of national intelligence. More from CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington.
On Twitter, President Trump said he has four great candidates under consideration. He teased a decision within the next few weeks. It comes after Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins turned down the job. After President Trump confirmed to reporters Collins was on his short list of candidates. In the meantime, Mr. Trump is appointing the U.S. ambassador to Germany to temporarily replace outgoing acting DNI Joe McGuire.
Former Iowa governor and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has been hired to monitor Purdue Pharma as the OxyContin maker goes through bankruptcy. His job is to ensure the company follows an agreement that it not overstate the benefits of opioids or downplay the risk of addiction. Purdue filed for bankruptcy protection as part of its effort to settle thousands of lawsuits over its role in the national opioid crisis. Vilsack will report to Purdue's directors and to the federal bankruptcy court handling the case. He had worked on rural opioid issues under President Obama. On Wall Street, Heffron Tillotson says the Dow is down 250 points at 28,969, the NASDAQ down 181 points, and the S&P is down 38. In sports, Pirates spring training opener is tomorrow in Bradenton. The Bucks play the Twins. Hear it on KDKA Radio at 1 p.m. It is 2:03. Time to get to Tom Friday's for thick, juicy steaks, smokehouse meats, and more. Tom Friday's Market, California Avenue, Brighton Heights. The news brought to you by Julian Gray Associates. Life is not black and white. That's why you need Julian Gray Associates Elder Law. AAA Traffic and AccuWeather next. AAA traffic powered by Bowser, now featuring Genesis of Pleasant Hills. Here's Scott Stiller.
And Rose, big time delays over on the inbound side of the Parkway West from 79 all the way down towards this accident between Carnegie and Greentree. They stopped traffic to get everything over on the right shoulder. So now the right lane, which would be that lane that takes you up to Greentree Road, is blocked. But you have two of the main lines that are open, and you can still get to the off-ramp at Greentree Road. So hopefully it'll get a little bit better. Now the rubbernecking delays on the outbound side start as you exit the Fort Pitt tunnels all the way down past the accident scene, which is on the other side of the road. We have slowdowns on the approach now, almost back to Grant Street, and it's heavy across the lower deck of the Fort Duquesne Bridge. Our next report at 2:15 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Scott Stiller on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's 32 degrees at Pittsburgh International. Next News 2:30 and always online at kdkaradio.com. I'm Rose Ryan Douglas on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio.
Well, it's Friday, and I'm going to be honest, I'm dragging a little bit today, a little bit tired. My arms are tired because of all the work I had to do yesterday at Eat Drink Pittsburgh. So let me first say thank you, a sincere, heartfelt thank you to all of you who called in yesterday. I went on air, and even though Tamara said I was cheating, I wasn't cheating. I was getting help from my friends. It's no different than having people out in the audience shouting out ingredients. It's no different. But let me say thank you to all of you who called in and gave me some tips, some ideas, some suggestions on what to cook yesterday in the cook-off that we had at Eat Drink Pittsburgh. It was a great event. I was completely blown away, overwhelmed by how many people were actually at the event. When I got there, the event center at Rivers Casino was packed. I didn't know what to expect, but there were a lot of people there. So you walked in the room, there were people everywhere. And so I felt like I was rushing because as I walked in the door to Rivers Casino, I get a text message and they said, please meet us at the stage at 6:50. So I was kind of racing to get through. You know, if you know the casino, you kind of come in, doesn't matter which door you come in, but you have to come into the door and then you have to go up the steps to get to the event center. So the challenge was you had to have a wristband on to get up to the event center. Well, I didn't have a wristband. So when I came, I tried to go up the escalator to get to the event center, and there were security guards there, and they didn't care when I said I worked for KDKA. They told me I had to go over to the table, register, get my name off the list, and get my wristband. So I'll abbreviate that part of the story. So I went over there. It took a couple minutes to get my wristband anyway. So I get to the stage. I get up on the stage. I see what's going on. And I get to the stage. And, of course, there are four stations in the competition. KDKA, the star, Y108, and the fan. And we've all got these. And it's nicely laid out. They've got these electric skillets on stage. We each have our own table. The skillets are already heated up. They're warm already when I get there. They've got really nice cooking utensils, and there are serving platters, plates. There's everything that you need to cook. And then behind us, there's a couple of tables. So there's one table that has just the jars of Del Grosso sauces, because that's who's sponsoring our table, the Del Grosso. So there are jars of Del Grosso sauce. So there's like a regular marinara sauce. There are a couple different sauces. There's one meatless. There's meat. Couple different sauces, and then there's a table that was covered, so you couldn't see what was on the covered table. You just couldn't see what was under it. So first I see there's a guy that we've all met in some way, shape, or form in the last couple of months by the name of Frizzy. So I see Frizzy, and I say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing here? I'm getting excited now. I say, hey, are you going to be a judge today? And he says, I can't answer that question. And he gives me a big smile, and I'm like, hey, okay, you got me right on this judge thing, me and you, you know? You spent a whole hour in the studio with me. We're good, right? He says, I can't answer that question. I'm like, okay, no problem, no problem. So, you know, we're all laughing and talking. You can see the way we're all milling around. All of the contestants are milling around, and we're feeling a little bit of pressure. We're all kind of feeling it, you know, wondering who's going to win, wondering what's under the tablecloth. We don't know what's going to be under the table. So then they introduce each one of us. They ask us, you know, to say a little bit about ourselves and how it is that we got to be involved in this competition. And right off the bat, Chris says to me, well, you know, I'm a cook. You know, I like to cook. And I said, yeah, I heard that. I heard that you cook. He said, yeah, I really like to cook. In fact, I cook a lot at home. You know, once the kids have gone to bed, before my wife gets home from work, I like to cook. So now I'm trying to figure out if Chris is trying to intimidate me. Is he trying to be friendly? What's he trying to do here? Now, I know I have in my head all of those tips that you all gave me on the air yesterday, so I'm ready to go. So they count us down. They tell us we got 20 minutes, and the competition's on. I'll tell you what happens next. We're coming up on 2:15, AAA Traffic on the Fives, powered by Bowser. Now celebrating the new Genesis out in Pleasant Hills. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Lynn. Big time slowdowns over on the Parkway West. We have delays from 79 all the way up towards Greentree because of this accident that they have moved to the right shoulder. They've reopened that far right-hand lane if you're headed up towards the Greentree Road off-ramp. But don't forget the Pennsylvania move-over law. Give those guys on the side of the road some extra room. If you're headed outbound, you'll hit slowdowns right after you exit the Fort Pitt tunnels, and it stretches up over the top of the hill past the accident scene. It's slowing down the approach between Grant and Stanwix, and it's creating a bit of a backlog as well on the lower deck of the Fort Duquesne Bridge. Outbound 28 heavy approaching the Highland Park Bridge. Outbound Parkway East before the Greenfield Bridge overpass as you head for the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next report at 2:25. From the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center, I'm Scott Stiller on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Seriously, that's what you choose to play. That's what you choose to play as the intro music as he comes in here with this plate. Now, I want you to know how I set up this introduction here in the last segment. I said that you introduced yourself and you were just like the nicest guy and you were like, yeah, I like to cook at home. And, you know, sometimes after I put the kids to bed, I like to cook for my wife. I mean, like serious cook. Was that the truth? Were you setting me up?
I think what I said when we started the competition was I thought it was Jeopardy. So I was definitely sandbagging a little bit there. Like, here was my problem. Here was what I was actually worried about, Lynn, going in. I do cook a fair amount when I can.
Was this before or after you went to culinary school?
Oh, no. My culinary school was sitting in the kitchen while my mom showed me how to cook, basically. My problem going in last night was I was, A, concerned because I had no idea how good you or anybody else was going to be up there. So I thought somebody might just absolutely be phenomenal at this. And I'm way too slow when I cook at home. I'm deliberate. I'm like chopping everything down to like these perfect sizes.
Okay.
What yesterday helped me with was I just knew I had to throw it together.
Culinary school.
I wasn't doing like the reverse choo-choo chopping motion here or anything. We were up there. It was like a cooking war zone up there. We were just trying to get done whatever we could.
Well, 20 minutes isn't a long time.
It is not.
Were you feeling that pressure?
The only thing that made, I was feeling the pressure, but then we did get a couple bonus minutes thrown in there,
we did.
But the pasta being already cooked most of the way and knowing you only needed a couple minutes with it, maybe like 2 minutes, made it a lot easier. But now, then there was like plating and everything. Ugh.
Now, I got a question for
you. Okay.
The pasta that you used, where was that pasta? Like, I never saw that pasta on the back table.
So I grabbed it right away and just dumped a bunch out. But,
hold on. All these things are going to be revealed in this in the course
However,
of this interview.
I was under the impression that you could just take things from other people's tables because we were all, like, sharing spices. So I thought, like, the pasta was fair game for everyone. Once you grabbed it, it wasn't necessarily yours. You take what you needed. And then you might, somebody else might want it.
So then once you used it.
Yes. I just left it there because I was in the zone.
So it was visible to the other contestants?
It was. Oh, yeah. It was right on the table.
Okay.
Oh, there's no controversy. No.
I'm just looking for some clarification.
I get the feeling, I think, Lynn, that you feel that this was a miscarriage of justice in the voting.
Well, there are two things that came up. So first, no one ever showed us a scorecard, so I never saw
You want full transparency.
Yes, I never saw the judge's scorecard. And then the other question was, you were the only man on the stage.
So a sympathy vote.
So there was a discussion.
And two of the three judges were male judges.
Yeah, you know, it could have been like
And
this,
the female judge seemed to enjoy my dish the least of the three of them.
You know, there could have been. Now
she threw green pepper shade at me.
Now, full disclosure, I thought your dish was amazing.
Well, thank you.
I did think your dish was amazing. But it did raise some questions. We just, I talked to Maria, I talked to Melanie, and we were like, I don't know, you know, it just seemed like it was rigged.
Like it was rigged? Oh, I feel wounded.
But, like I said, but it was amazing. Your dish was very good.
My wife, and I sent her a picture of the trophy plate.
The trophy, yeah.
And I said, I won. And she was happy. And then she said, so now you can cook more things for me at home. Actual response was, now you know you can cook something that people actually like, and it'll only take you 20 minutes. And then there was a little pause, and then, so you're going to make more stuff at home for us, right? Like, you can't use, I need 2 hours to make pasta
so
as an excuse.
You know you can make it well, but you're right. The pasta was pre-prepared. So
correct.
That did make a
it
difference.
It was, in the guy sense, it was like the opposite of where guys will say, if you do something poorly once in the house, you'll never
you
be
never
asked to do it.
To do
like
it
screwing
again.
Up the laundry or screwing up the dishes. Like, I unfortunately now in public did something well
did
enough
something
that my
well
wife can't
it.
Ever just
oh,
say,
yeah,
ah, so you don't know how to do it.
Thursdays are yours now.
I know.
Thursday nights you have to cook. Now, did your dish have a name? Did
no.
you name it? Okay.
No.
Because I felt like people kept asking me that.
Oh, God. No, because I have no, I'm Polish and German. I have 0% 100% Italian heritage. So okay. I don't know like any of, I know like your lasagnas and stuff, but I don't right. know some of those famous more in-depth dishes. So I just said, this is a Polish and German guy's idea of what
you
Italian cooking
that,
looks
yeah.
like.
You did say that.
I figured that was the safest way to go about it.
You did say that. Well, fortunately for you, it was very good. Because I got to tell you, if it didn't taste good, we'd be asking for a recall right now. We'd be asking for a recount right now. So I'm going to give you that, although there's still that little part of me that's like...
I'll tell you what, I think it went over well enough, and I thought it was a really well-organized and fun competition. I thought everyone had a lot of fun. I think people are going to be gunning for me next year, so maybe it's 2021, Eat, Drink, Pittsburgh brings the rematch.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's on. Because I got one other question, though. Now, you got this plate, mm-hmm. but did you notice there were three others on the table? What happened to those?
Those were for the different awards, I think.
I see.
There's only one sauced champion.
Oh, see, I see. I thought we were all going to get
it. We're on camera. In here. I'm going to do a pageant wave for everybody.
Okay. T says we got to go. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming by.
Lynn, it was a pleasure.
I will bow down.
Oh, no, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Although,
thank you.
I got to tell you, when I came in today, they were like, were you a loser? I was like, no. Oh. I was second.
Second place is first loser. Woohoo! See you, Lynn.
See ya. There you go. Second place is loser. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. You know, you get to know who your friends are, who your colleagues are. Oh, my goodness. But we did have a lot of fun. And I got to tell you that one of the listeners yesterday had mentioned to me about sautéing the pepperoni in olive oil. And that was perfect. It was perfect. And you could literally, you could see as the seasoning, the spices within that pepperoni just kind of permeated into the olive oil. Now, I will say this. I do think I may have put a little bit too much oil in the pan when we first started. I did. That was a mistake that I made because at one point I felt like I looked in the pan and I thought it might be a little too much oil and I was struggling trying to figure out, you know, did I have something that I could sop up some of that oil with? But I thought my dish was good. I did. I thought the judges, I saw them go back and finish eating. You know, they went through, they took a bite. I saw some of them go back and eat it. So I guess it'll be an ongoing question. Did Chris win because it was really good? Did he win because he was a man? We'll give him his props. It was good. But I tell you what, next year, I'm coming for Chris. He just better. In fact, I hope his wife is listening. Make sure he cooks at least once a week and he masters some things because I'm coming for him next year. Absolutely. But thanks for all your support. Had a great time meeting so many of you yesterday. It was just a lot of fun. It was a great night and I had a great time. We're coming up on 225. AAA traffic on the fives, powered by Bowser. Now celebrating that brand new Genesis out in Pleasant Hills. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Lynn, still heavy on the inbound side of the Parkway West from 79 down towards Greentree because of this accident that's sitting over on the right shoulder. So definitely give yourself some extra time. That's about a 15-minute extra commute, according to the KDKA Radio Ways Force. On the outbound side, it's heavy from the tunnels up over the top of the hill because everybody's rubbernecking what's going on the other side of the road. The approach is backed up to the jail. You're all the way across the lower deck of the 42 Cane Bridge. By comparison, the outbound side of the Parkway East is just a little heavy before the Greenfield Bridge overpass 28 and the Parkway North are clear. Our next report at 2:35 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Scott Stiller on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Hey, Scott, you know, Dollar Bank's Everything Checking has everyday conveniences like mobile app with bill pay, 55,000 free ATMs that you can use everywhere, and it's for everyone. So ask about our special offer and visit any Dollar Bank office or dollar.bank/400 or call 1-800-242-BANK. So we did have quite a time last night at Eat Drink Pittsburgh. And again, I thank all of you for calling, giving me tips. Judy, thank you so much for sharing the pepperoni idea with me. When they pulled back that cover and I saw that pepperoni, I could hear you in my head and I grabbed it. First thing I grabbed was the pepperoni.
Listen, you just made my day. I am so excited because my thing is no one ever listens to me.
Oh, no, really? Well, I tell you.
I can't say that anymore. Lynn Hayes Freeland on KDKA listened to me.
Well, not only can you say I listened to you, when they asked me what I was going to fix, I told them that. I told the whole audience that. I explained that to everyone. And as the evening wore on, I told people that you called in, you shared that idea with me, and they all agreed. They had never had pepperoni, you know, they had never done that before, but they all loved it. So, Judy, it was right on point. I went home, I told my dad about it, and he wants to know when I'm making it for him.
Really?
Yes.
And my dear friend who told me about that, God rest her soul, if she were alive, I can't tell you how excited she would be right now.
Oh, she's smiling right now. What's her name, Judy?
Her name was Elsie, and she would be like, oh, she tried the recipe.
Elsie is smiling right now. Hey, Judy, I got a break for news, but thank you for sharing, and thank you for bringing me in second place.
You're my new best friend.
Thanks, Judy. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 2:30 and time for the news.
It is 32 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 2:30. I'm Rose Ryan Douglas. Work to identify children at risk for autism is being announced by two researchers at Duquesne University. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio reports.
The Centers for Disease Control say 1 in 50 U.S. children have autism spectrum disorder, three times the rate in 2001. Duquesne's Dr. Howard Kingston believes environmental toxins play a role.
We now have maybe 10,000 new organic chemicals thrown into the environment every year.
He and Dr. Scott Faber have identified markers in the blood of children with weakened immune systems that can lead to changes in the brain and autism. The goal, he says, is a blood test to identify children who are susceptible before damage occurs. Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Tokyo Olympic organizers have postponed training sessions for volunteers because of the virus outbreak spreading from China, but again stated there are no plans to cancel or delay the 2020 Games. Training is postponed until May. About 80,000 volunteers are needed at the Olympics. Kia joins its sister brand Hyundai in a recall of hundreds of thousands of vehicles due to a fire risk. Here's CBS's Jeff Gilbert.
The vehicles have a brake computer that could cause a fire. Seven fires have been reported in Kia's case. The Kias include Sorentos and Sedonas from 06 to 2010. At Hyundai, it's a variety of Elantra small cars from 06 to 11. Owners were advised to park the vehicles outside as a precaution.
Jeff says some fires have been reported even with the vehicle's engines off. On Wall Street, Heffron Tillotson says the Dow is down 247 points at 28,972. The NASDAQ down 184 points and the S&P down 36. It is 2:32. Our next news at 3 o'clock on KDKA Radio.
AAA traffic on the fives, powered by Bowser, now celebrating that new Genesis up in Pleasant Hills. Hey, Scott Stiller, Friday afternoon. What's up?
It's Freaky Friday on the roadways, Lynn, that's for sure. We have slowdowns on the Parkway West on the inbound side from 79 all the way down towards Greentree because of this accident. They're continuing to clear. They've got everything off on the right shoulder before the top of Greentree Hill. Once you get past the accident, it's still heavy all the way down towards the tunnels. You get a little break here and there. On the outbound side, you're slow from the tunnels out towards Carnegie. It's just rubbernecking delays, and that's jammed up things on the approach between Grant and Stanwix and on the lower deck of the Fort Duquesne Bridge. Outbound Parkway East between the Bend at Bates and before the Greenfield Bridge overpass, inbound delays begin at Edgewood-Swissville. Our next report at 2:45 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Scott Stiller on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Let me just say one final thought on this whole Eat, Drink, Pittsburgh thing yesterday. You know, it was so much fun meeting so many of you yesterday. And the way that you support, that you embrace, and it's just overwhelming, you know. So I just can't thank you guys enough. I mean, I really felt like we were in it together. And because you were there, you were cheering me on, you knew how much I had gathered from you guys yesterday. It was just a lot of fun. So the one thing I will say is that Chris better be looking over his shoulder. He better be looking over his shoulder next year because, I'm coming back. I'm coming back next year, and I'm coming back with a vengeance. And now that I know what it's all about, he's in trouble. But, congratulations. The other thing is I sure hope his wife makes him cook at least once a week between now and then, just so he stays in practice. So before we're done, you know, it's Friday. It is Friday. Now, you know, I'm